Hi, precious heart. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. We're in the midst of some very dramatic changes, and it's really vital that we all stay focused on what we want to co-create in our lives and not get caught up in the fears of lack and limitation that are surfacing to be transmuted back into life. Today, I'd like for you to join me in invoking the flow of God's infinite abundance into the lives of awakening humanity. And together we'll transmute the poverty consciousness that has caused the maladies humanity is now experiencing. Through our concentrated efforts, we can prevent ourselves from becoming overwhelmed with extreme situations that are surfacing all around us. And we actually have the ability to change what is happening in our lives in the most positive way. You and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one, and that that precious soul is one with us and with all humanity. And as we recognize that, we can invoke the light of God on their behalf. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened. There is another universal law that states that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without being asked to do so. Since we are all one, we have the ability to invoke the light of God on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet, giving their I Am presence permission to intervene in their lives. That means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in this physical plane can invoke assistance from on high in that person's behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven has been asked to assist that person. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of their situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. During this hour today, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on earth. Together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. So now, please join with me in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the heart and mind of light workers all over the world. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every other person on this planet. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful force of light. Our chalice of light is enveloping the entire planet Earth and all life evolving here. During our time together in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, We will invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from this unified collective I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. We often hear the expression, abundance is our divine birthright. That statement is not just a lofty platitude or wishful thinking. It is a profound truth. But unfortunately, humanity has forgotten that truth. For eons of time now, we've been struggling in the quagmire that was created by our beliefs in lack and limitation. This self-inflicted trap has held us in the paralyzing grip of fear, poverty, greed, selfishness, and corruption for far too long. During this unprecedented moment on Earth, there is an awakening taking place within the hearts and minds of people evolving on this planet. This is causing people everywhere to lift up in consciousness, and they're beginning to ask the questions, who am I and why am I here? Our God self, our I Am presence, is responding to our heartfelt inquiries, and we are beginning to perceive the bigger picture of our purpose and reason for being. And we're also beginning to understand with greater clarity the explanation for the events that are now taking place on Earth. As humanity awakens, we begin to remember that we are not the fragmented, fear-based aspect of our personality, known as the human ego. We are realizing that we are, in truth, beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God has is ours. This information, this inner knowing, is prompting us to open our hearts and minds, thus allowing the light of God to flow into the physical plane as never before. As the light of God increases on earth, everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. In August of 2008, after several decades of dedicated work by lightworkers around the world, we finally reached a critical mass that allowed the patterns of perfection for the new Earth to be anchored in the physical plane. These are patterns that were pulsating in the causal body of God that had been co-created through the unified efforts of humanity and the Company of Heaven. These patterns include the inseparable archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. What is happening now is that everything that conflicts with these two aspects of our Father, Mother, God are surfacing to be healed. This cleansing process is occurring at a greatly accelerated pace, and all we have to do is watch the news or read a newspaper to confirm this fact. The beings of light in the realms of truth, however, are reassuring humanity that everything is unfolding in perfect alignment with the divine plan. The accelerated purging is indeed intense, but it is a necessary factor in paving the way for the tangible manifestation of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The Company of Heaven is embracing the earth and all her life in powerful force fields of divine love and protection. In spite of the horrific things we see taking place all over the world, nothing is happening by accident. Our I Am presence, which is our true God self, has agreed to assist us in whatever facet of the purging process we are each experiencing. Each of us has been preparing for eons of time to assist with this life-transforming cleansing process. This is the moment in time which we have referred to as the end time. Every world religion and all of the ancient prophecies have indicated that we would reach this moment, this time that is often referred to in the Bible and other sacred teachings as a time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. But what we need to remember is that each and every one of us has been prepared to assist during this process of transformation and this cleansing that is taking place. We have all of the skill, knowledge, wisdom, courage, and strength that we need to succeed God victoriously. This is the moment that we have all been working toward, the moment that we knew would one day arrive, but that we were afraid we would not be able to see in our lifetime. This is the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness and chaos will be reversed, and the new archetype for humanity's abundance and eternal peace will be permanently established on Earth. For some time now, the Company of Heaven has been telling awakening humanity that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for us to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary facet of the divine plan. The reason is because the viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth are beginning to flow from the causal body of God in the realms of illumined truth into humanity's hearts and our conscious mind. In order for us to bring these powerful solutions to all of the maladies on Earth into physical manifestation, awakened people need to have the financial support to bypass the old paradigms of greed and corruption which caused the problems in the first place. At this time, there are patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that contain the practical solutions to our energy crisis, to global warming, to disease, to poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. But unfortunately, there are souls in embodiment who, through greed and the inequitable distribution of money, have been able to suppress the knowledge of these solutions and the corresponding technologies that are available to each of us now. This unbridled abuse of power is coming to an end, and we're seeing this crumbling all around us. Any banking institution, any financial institution, any business or corporation that is not based in integrity and working toward the highest good for all concerned is destined to fail. The old concept of greed and corruption and selfishness, the dog-eat-dog belief system that believes we can lie and cheat and steal and kill to get whatever we want, is an obsolete archetype that is crumbling in the old patterns and being transmuted and pushed to the surface. This is not occurring by chance. It is happening because of the tenacious and dedicated work of lightworkers around the world. Lightworkers everywhere have been magnetizing the fifth dimensional pattern for the new Earth into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of this planet for several decades. And because of this self-alive, the unprecedented assistance we have received from the Company of Heaven has allowed for the critical mass to be reached. That occurred in August of this year. When we reach a critical mass, it creates an unstoppable quantum shift. And in this case, an unstoppable quantum shift lifted Mother Earth and all her life out of the old, obsolete, distorted patterns of war and poverty, and began lifting humanity into the new patterns of supreme harmony, balance, abundance, and eternal peace. These are the patterns, the archetypes for the new Earth that you and I and every other light worker on the planet are now in the process of co-creating. The Legions of Light in the Realms of Truth said that the year 2008 will go down in the annals of history as the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness was reversed by the unified efforts of light workers everywhere. The beings of light affirmed that 2009 is the year in which the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God will be reclaimed as our divine birthright. The year 2009 numerically reverberates as the master number 11. 2 + 9 = 11. 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. During this moment of time, we will burst the paralyzing grip that our fragmented human consciousness has had on us. This obsolete aspect of our personality has manipulated us for eons of time into believing that we are only our physical bodies and that the physical plane is all that exists. This fallen, fear-based level of our consciousness accepts and believes the illusion of lack and limitation. It also believes that it has the right to do whatever is necessary in order to get whatever it wants, even if that means lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do to observe the atrocities taking place all over the world is to confirm this statement. We see this consciousness, this abuse of power, this lack of reverence for life manifesting in every corner of the world. But this is a new day on planet Earth, and we have reached a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that has allowed the archetypes for the new Earth to be secured in the physical plane. As we energize these archetypes through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and expand them through our daily activities, we are lifting this Earth and all her life up in energy, vibration, and consciousness, and the patterns of perfection for the new Earth are beginning to manifest tangibly in our lives. Your I Am Presence has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness because of the urgency of the hour. Each and every one of us is being called to a higher octave of service, and since, in order for these patterns of perfection to manifest in the physical plane, we must draw this light through our heart plane. Every person that takes part in invoking the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and consciously works with the collective body of humanity and lightworkers who are working toward this endeavor will greatly add to the light of the world. The information and the tools that we share on this radio program have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us quickly pass through this cleansing process so that the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace will become the order of the new day on planet Earth. There is a reason why all of the prophecies of old and all of the sacred teachings indicated that during these end times, the transformation would take place in the twinkling of an eye. Compared to the eons of time that we have been struggling in the quagmire of our human miscreations, it truly will be the twinkling of an eye. And that is because you and I and the millions of souls awakening on this planet are beginning to recognize and understand our responsibility in fulfilling our part of this mission. We are co-creating this new reality. It is not happening by chance. It is happening through the unified efforts of light workers and embodiment, invoking the assistance of the Company of Heaven. And as we work together, our victory is assured. This plan has been gradually unfolding for millennia. The purging that is taking place now throughout the economic world is a necessary, critical part of the planetary transformation that is now at hand. For eons of time, the monetary system of the world has been abused and misused. Instead of the natural exchange of give and take, based on the principle of always working toward the highest good for all concerned. The wealth of the world has been used by the elite few to manipulate, dominate, oppress, and control the multitude. Less than 5% of the population of the planet controls over 98% of the wealth. This is the abuse of power that we are talking about, and what the world is talking about now when we talk about the equitable distribution of wealth. When we talk about that, there was a lot of discussion about that during the elections. The equitable distribution of wealth is not talking about taking money away from hardworking souls and giving it to people who are sitting on the sofa eating bonbons and watching television. It's talking about the people that are working for companies and businesses and institutions on this planet, and light workers and human beings who are working from morning till night, putting in long hours to make the companies successful. And then the elite at the top skim millions of dollars off of that for their own bonuses, while the workers who have made the business successful are working for meager existences without insurance and without any type of pension that can barely make ends meet. When we are working with the patterns of perfection for the new earth, it will be a win-win situation for everyone, and everybody, through their own efforts and co-creating what they want in their life, will be able to have harmonious, constructive existences that perpetuate their happiness, their abundance, and the fulfillment of their life expectancy. I'd like for you to join with me now through an activity of life that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. It is called Transmuting Poverty Consciousness. This visualization that we will do together today has been included in the book, It Is Time for You to Attain Your Financial Freedom. This book is available through our website, and if you are interested in ordering it, there is a CD that goes with it. It's called Abundance. Our website address is eraofpeace.org. That's E-R-A-O-F-P-E-A-C-E, eraofpeace.org. And the book, It Is Time for You to Be Financially Free, and the CD for Abundance will help you during this time, if you are interested in having those tools. But together, we're going to do this today. And we are joining with lightworkers all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness. So if you'll breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart, with the full power of your focused attention, listen to these words and follow me through this guided visualization. Know that this activity of light has been given to us by the Company of Heaven, and they are joining with us now to empower this activity for each of us individually as we do this for ourselves, for our friends, our families, our loved ones, and on behalf of every man, woman, and child on the planet. As each one is lifted up into the realization of the oneness of all life, and develops through the new level of consciousness the reverence for all life. Breathing in deeply, feel yourself going into the divinity of your heart. Listen to these words and allow them to resonate within your heart flame. All is in readiness. Now to participate in this divine activity of light, I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I realize that this affirmation is being stated in the first person so that I can experience it personally and tangibly, but I am doing it also on behalf of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. I place my hands comfortably on my lap with my palms facing upward. I breathe in deeply, and as I exhale, I let all of the tension of the day just drop away. I feel myself becoming relaxed. I breathe in deeply again, and as I exhale, I feel my I Am presence take full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. My mind is activated, and any feelings of confusion or doubt or fear are just swept away. I am mentally alert, and I am vibrantly aware. I realize that my I Am presence is in control, and I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection, which prevents anything that is not of the light from distracting me or interfering with this sacred moment. I feel the deep inner glow of peace and well-being. I experience the buoyant joy of expectancy as enthusiasm as I open to this activity of light that has been given to me by the company of heaven. I accept that through the divinity of my heart, I am the open door for this essence of God's infinite transmutation and abundance. Now I follow the words of this visualization with the full power of my attention. I am my I Am presence. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now being raised in vibration and consciousness. My awareness is increasing, and I begin to clearly perceive the still small voice within me. I am beginning to experience exquisite vibrations, and my entire being is flooded with light. My consciousness is opening to the influx of divine light and spiritual energy. From this new level of awareness, I know as never before, beloved I Am presence, I am in you, and you are in me. I am you. I am that I am. I am a radiant being of light. I am one with the energy, vibration, and consciousness that is the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance. I am that I am. A reactivation and initiation into multidimensional awareness is now occurring within me. I am lifted closer in vibration to the very heart of God. The pre-encoded memories that were implanted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are activated. These patterns reveal my divine plan, my purpose and reason for being. I am experiencing a great joy and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. I am stepping through the doorway into multidimensional reality. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment to moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and illumination. I easily grasp each divine thought and idea. And as I do, avenues of opportunity unfold before me. I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself. I joyously seize the divine opportunities. And I feel a greater sense of self-worth and accomplishment than ever before. Through this activity of light, my life is pulsating with a new sense of meaning and warmth. I am now lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I release all of the patterns that reflect a consciousness less than prosperity. I recognize that this is the moment of my new beginning. I now have the ability to create prosperity consciousness for myself. And I agree to do so easily and joyously. I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am able to transform every aspect of my life now. At this very moment, change is manifesting in my life through divine grace and love. Each aspect of my life that needs changing is surfacing before me. As I observe it, I easily love it free, and I forgive myself for any perceived transgression that I may have made, deliberately or inadvertently. I know I am a child of God, and I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As these changes take place, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm, patience, and silence within me. I am in the divine flow of my true God reality. I am one with the infinite intelligence within me, and I am always able to make correct choices. I love myself unconditionally, and I am grateful for this opportunity to change and to establish prosperity consciousness in my life, which I accept with deep humility. The divine power to sustain these changes is continually flowing through me, and from this moment forth, I choose to create a life of prosperity, and only that which supports my highest good. I am now lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. I focus on the sacred essence of my holy breath in this ascension process. And I realize that with every in-breath, I am extending in consciousness through my eternal journey into infinity to the source of never-ending perfection. I realize that with every out-breath, I am magnetizing the full momentum of that perfection and radiating its full blessings forth to all life evolving on this earth. My in-breath is the portal into the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite life. And my out-breath is the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. I now understand that the divine gifts being presented to humanity from the legions of light serving this sweet earth will be drawn into the world of form on the holy breath. I consecrate and dedicate myself to be the open door for these sacred gifts of light. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance and your eternal peace. I am the hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. I am now ready through every level of my consciousness to release and transmute every frequency of vibration and every single electron of precious life energy I have ever released in any existence or dimension, known and unknown, that is expressing a pattern that is less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, the God supply of all good things, financial freedom, and eternal peace. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection and eternal peace. From this location within the divinity of my heart, I am able to review my life as an objective observer. I ask my I Am presence to push to the surface of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way preventing me from attaining my infinite prosperity. As these experiences begin to surface, I breathe in deeply. On the holy breath, I lift into the violet flame of forgiveness pulsating in the heart of my Father, Mother, God. I absorb the most powerful frequency of the violet flame of forgiveness that I am capable of receiving at this time. I breathe this sacred fire in through and around my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the energy that is surfacing and returning to me now to be loved free. This sacred violet flame from the very heart of God instantly transmutes the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom. Every electron of energy is being transformed back into its original perfection. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light and reaches back into the ages of time to magnetize into the violet flame of forgiveness every electron of poverty consciousness that is stamped with my individual electronic pattern, that have been released through my thoughts, words, actions, or feelings over these ages of time. These records and memories of my past are now surfacing effortlessly, and I am able to let them go without pain or fear into the violet flame of forgiveness. As these discordant patterns from my past are instantaneously transmuted, I feel the buoyant joy of this infinite freedom. I continue breathing in as I reach deeper and deeper into the violet flame of forgiveness. And as I exhale, I project this sacred fire forth into the physical plane of earth to transmute all poverty consciousness that I have ever created. I affirm with deep feeling and a true inner knowing through my I Am presence, I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. As I transmute my own human miscreation, I now realize that I am able to transmute, through the power of this sacred gift, the mass consciousness of poverty, because I am one with all humanity and all life evolving on this earth. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money begins to flow into the violet flame of forgiveness to be transmuted into light. Under the direction of my I Am Presence, and in unity with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child, and the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life, in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is now surfacing to be transmuted by the violet flame of forgiveness. Transformation is now taking place as each electron enters the violet flame and is instantly transmuted. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into the frequency of prosperity and God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. I now ask, through the presence of God pulsating in my heart, that this activity of life that I have invoked this sacred and holy day be maintained and eternally self-sustained, increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take. I ask that this expansion be increased the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until all earth, life belonging to or serving the earth at this time, is wholly ascended and free. I am now lifted higher in consciousness into the realms of perfection. And now higher, and now higher. As I invoke the divine gift of prosperity that has been given to humanity by the company of heaven, I pass over the highway of light that bridges heaven and earth, and I enter the higher frequencies of the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light that radiate in the atmosphere of earth. And I know in this level of divinity, I am one with my Father, Mother, God. All the light workers evolving on earth are joining with me in consciousness in this octave of pure joy. And I know I am one with every part of life. As one unified voice, we send forth the clarion call into the universe, invoking our illumined brothers and sisters to come and help us in our moment of transformation. The cosmic tone of our unified voice reverberates through all dimensions, and the response comes from every corner of the universe. I see the luminous presence of legions of divine beings descending into the atmosphere of Earth. They take their strategic positions above this planet and begin forming a tremendous circle of light as they stand shoulder to shoulder. As one unified consciousness, one holy breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of perfection. They breathe into their heart flame, the golden ray of eternal peace and opulence from the very heart of God. This resplendent golden light contains within its holy vibrations every frequency of God's abundance and eternal peace. It is the most glorious, scintillating color of gold I have ever seen. As these magnificent beings absorb the essence of opulence into their heart flame, they become blazing golden suns of light. They now, in perfect synchronicity, breathe the golden light into the center of the circle. As the golden rays of light pour forth from their heart center into the center of the circle, the rays begin to merge, forming a brilliant golden sun. This sun is the matrix, the template, within which the cosmic force field of prosperity consciousness will now form. The beings of light now magnetize the thought form of the force field of prosperity, which is held in the divine mind of God. The blueprint forms within the golden sun. It is a radiant, scintillating golden pyramid of light. And pulsating within the base is a shimmering white lotus blossom. With each pulsation of the lotus blossom, concentric circles of divine opulence are projected into the physical plane of Earth to bathe every particle of life evolving here in the glory of God's abundance and eternal peace. Unformed primal light substance is now magnetized into the etheric blueprint, and the golden pyramid of opulence and eternal peace is tangibly manifest. Its resplendent beauty pulsates continually in the atmosphere of Earth to be sustained through the unified efforts of the entire company of heaven until all life evolving on this planet is experiencing the infinite abundance and eternal peace of our Father, Mother, God. Now the light workers on Earth prepare to be the open portal through which this divine gift of prosperity will manifest in the world of form. The flame of divinity blazing in every heart flame begins expanding and expanding to envelop the four earthly bodies of each awakened lightworker. I experience a beautiful blue flame blazing through my left brain hemisphere and the left side of my body. In the etheric frequencies, this is the masculine polarity of God, qualified with divine will, power, and authority. I now experience a beautiful pink flame blazing through my right brain hemisphere and on the etheric plane, the right side of my body. This is the feminine polarity of God, qualified with divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. As the masculine and feminine polarities of God are balanced within me, I experience myself rising up between them. I am a magnificent sunshine yellow flame, which is the son and daughter of God, reflecting the divine wisdom, enlightenment, and illumination of the Christ within me. I am now enveloped in this victorious, immortal, threefold flame, and my I Am Presence is one. I am my I Am Presence. From this consciousness of divinity, I magnetize into my heart center a golden ray of light from the tremendous pyramid of prosperity pulsating above me. as a ray of light merges with the threefold flame in my heart, a miniature replica of the golden pyramid with the white lotus blossom is formed within my heart center. This creates a magnetic force field in my heart that enables me to draw the full momentum of blessings from the sacred pyramid of opulence and eternal peace that is pulsating above the earth, so that I can project this light into my everyday life experience. I breathe in deeply, and as I do, I pierce into the golden pyramid of light. I absorb the golden light of opulence, pulsating from the lotus blossom, and as I exhale, a cascading fountain of this golden light pours through the pyramid within my heart flame into the physical plane of earth. This sacred light of God's abundance floods the planet and flows into the hands and use of every light worker, into the hands and use of every activity of life, and every precious person who will, in any way, shape, or form, use this gift of prosperity and eternal peace to improve the quality of life on earth. Through this gift, the substance of money becomes tangibly available and flows continually into the hands and use of every life stream, every organization or activity that is receiving the ideas from the divine mind of God that will restore this planet and all her life to the divine heritage, which is heaven on earth. Money flows easily and effortlessly into the tangible use of all on the planet who are operating from a consciousness of reverence for all life and working with the divine intent of establishing the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical plane. As the golden light of prosperity reaches its furthest destination in the world of form, it floods every particle of life with financial sustenance. Then it begins its return journey back to its source. First, it flows back to my threefold flame, which sent it forth. And it flows through the pyramid in my heart, into the magnificent pyramid and the God supply of all good things in the heart of God. My life now reflects the gift of the pyramid of financial freedom. From this moment forth, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is always available to me. The divine laws, ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door will be opened, are instantly manifest. I feel the buoyant stimulation of my newfound freedom, and the entire company of heaven rejoices with me as I reclaim my divine birthright of abundance and the God supply of all good things through eternal peace and prosperity consciousness. I am, I am, I am the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of all good things and everything I require to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room. As I become aware of my physical body, I gently move my hands and feet and integrate this sacred light through every fiber of my being. I am aware that I am a multidimensional being, and I abide at once in both the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light and the physical world of form. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for the light you are adding to the world and for joining with me in this sacred opportunity. If you would like to have these tools tangibly, to utilize in your service to the light the book, It Is Time for You to Be Financially Free, and the CD, Abundance, are available on our website, eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. There you may also explore many of the other articles and the information that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven, and you can sign up for our free monthly newsletter, which shares the information that's coming from the realms of illumined truth. I want to thank you for all the light you're adding to the world. Please join with us next week as we continue our service to the light. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.